We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Talk to God About It. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I have just read from the King James Version. God made a promise to Abraham that he would multiply him and make a great nation out of him. Isaac was the son through whom this promise would be fulfilled, yet Isaac's only wife was barren. Faced with this contradiction, what did Isaac do? He took the matter to God in prayer. God heard him, his wife conceived, and she gave birth to twins. This account is recorded in Genesis 25:20-21, KJV. The Christian life is a life anchored on promises. Every genuine child of God has promises given to them by God. Sadly, many have lived and died without seeing these promises come to pass. Not because God failed, but because, unlike Isaac, they did not talk to God about those promises. Promises are given to help us approach God with confidence, just as Isaac did when his wife was barren. Because God had already promised to make a great nation through Abraham's lineage, Isaac was bold enough to pray and entreat God concerning that promise. Promises and prophecies reveal the will of God, but it is through prayer that we enforce and bring about their manifestation. In 1 Timothy 1:18, KJV, Paul instructed Timothy to war a good warfare, using the prophecies that had gone forth concerning him. This shows us that prophecies are not meant to be admired, they are meant to be prayed into fulfillment. Go into today determined to bring every promise God has given you back to him in prayer. Keep talking to God about them until they are fully manifested. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I receive the grace to keep talking to you about your promises for my life until they are completely fulfilled. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Revelation 7-11. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.